Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Two Australian doctors working in Gaza say they have faced constant threats and fear for their lives since arriving in Gaza. Gold Coast doctor Nada Abu Al-Rab and Brisbane anesthesiologist Dr. Saya Ayaz are currently based in Al-Shifa Hospital on a humanitarian mission with the Palestinian Australian New Zealand Medical Association. The pair have been in Gaza for almost 2 weeks and say they have both received threatening text messages and were forced to leave another hospital, Al-Aqsa, in Gaza City, after Israeli bombardments. Dr. Aziz tells SBS News that it has been an intense and horrifying experience.
I don't think any walking around in Australia would actually can even begin to imagine the scenes that I've seen. Obviously, I'm a doctor. I'm, you know, trained to, you know, see all sorts of things. We're not squeamish, but this has been next level. It's doomsday. It's you walk in and it's like an abattoir.
The Palestinian representative at the United Nations has delivered a plea for humanitarian aid access to Gaza during his address to the Security Council today. Riyad Mansour has told the council that women and children are the main targets of Israeli military action in Gaza and are the most vulnerable. Mr. Mansour's address came a day after France, Andorra, Belgium, Luxembourg, Malta, and Monaco announced or confirmed their recognition of a Palestinian state, which the international community hopes will help bring a two-state solution and ultimately peace in the Middle East. He says he is in agreement with that strategy.
Mr. President, the Palestinian people have suffered from the denial of their existence for decades. Now they are being confronted yet again with an attempt to destroy our nation altogether. Recognition of the state of Palestine is an affirmation that the world rejects such denial.
The ABC has been fined $150,000 for unlawfully sacking journalist Antoinette Latouf after she shared a Human Rights Watch post on Gaza. The penalty has been levied by Justice Daryl Rangia in the federal court, who says the public broadcaster breached workplace law when it sacked journalist Antoinette Latouf from her casual role on ABC Radio Sydney's Mornings program in 2023. The amount is less than half of the $350,000 figure Ms. Latouf called for at a federal court hearing earlier in September. The ABC has 28 days to pay the fine, which comes in addition to the $70,000 in damages she was previously awarded. To sport and in cricket news, England has named 16 players for its five-test series with Australia, that begins in November. Chris Wokes, whose last act as an England player was to bat with a dislocated shoulder on the dramatic last day of the England-India series, has not been included. The selections mean the English will come to Australia with a battery of pace bowlers to spearhead their attempt to regain the Ashes, but with questions over their batting lineup and the fitness of several players. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.